So think about this. What is the worst place someone has taken you for a first date? Do you think it would be odd to maybe go on a coffee date at 6 in the evening? So this woman on TikTok is kind of going viral because she's literally calling her date out while on the date.
Yeah, that part isn't great because if you're hoping to maybe have a, this is guaranteeing you're not going to have a second date.
So he told me we're going out for drinks, right? Why we pull up at a Starbucks? I got dressed like this to go to Starbucks?
Yeah, so she's wearing in what looks like, you can only see like her
head and shoulders. Like a satin strap dress.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got heels on, she's dressed up.
And listen, she's in the passenger side of the car that her first date is driving.
Yep.
Yeah, I told you it was going to be a casual date. Casual, you know what casual means?
A casual as in getting drinks. So I dress in a whole dress, the heels and everything.
Okay, so...
And we're getting coffee. You think I deserve a coffee date?
Ooh.
This is a PSA to all you ladies. Get to know somebody before you go on a date because this is not a date.
Don't do this.
No, I mean, don't do this.
Oh, listen.
Like she is just going off on this rant and oh my gosh. And
but the way he responds and everything, listen, you go through the comments, nobody is on her side. Like I would think, okay, 6 o'clock for a coffee date is a little late. I'm thinking 3 o'clock in the afternoon for a coffee date. If you're going to do like a little light getting to know you, 6 o'clock, maybe you're doing dinner. But he told her casual date. We're going to go get, and I'm pretty sure he probably told her, let's go grab some coffee. And maybe she just heard drinks and flipped it in her brain.
Yeah. Here's how he responded.
I don't know who you took out before. This is not a date.
This is
a cheap date. Who gets coffee at 6 p.m.? Who gets coffee at 6 p.m.?
Then get a decaf. Get a tea. Get something else. Okay. You know what? I'm sorry. We pulled up at Starbucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's more
I'm gonna
like
take you
it.
Home.
Yeah. And
yep,
so.
I'm taking you home.
And in fact, he doesn't take her home. He just leaves her. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
So
leaves her on the side of the road. You know what? If you, because she was going off about how she could get a date with any other man. He's like, all right, then call one of them to pick you up.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. It just went so sideways. Just the way she handled it. Like, you don't sit there and put somebody on blast. If you didn't enjoy the choice of the date, then don't go out with them again.
Right, exactly.
But the way she handled it made her such a jerk.
Which,
and just guaranteed that she's the villain in the whole scenario.
Yeah, I don't know if she was trying to do it for clout or whatever, but and it was like a setup. Because whenever I see that sort of thing, I always kind of question in the back of my mind, all right, is this for real, for real?
I know, because she kept going on with, do you think I deserve a coffee date? I deserve more than that.
Listen, I'll drink coffee whenever.
Dinner.
Yeah, right, exactly. But,
like,
but
oh, you
again,
deserve your butt on the side of the road.
Kind of communication there where if he's like, hey, let's, you know, it'll be casual or whatever, and, you know, I'll pick you up,
he was a good communicator. Like, I don't think that there was a mistake with how he communicated what kind of a date he wanted them to have. Like, he handled himself very well, and she was unhinged about the whole thing.
She was unhinged. So what do you think, or do you have an experience of the worst place someone has taken you for a first date? And listen, I think coffee for a first date is a great place because
it is, but maybe do an afternoon.
It's an opportunity for you to get to know the person. It's an environment where you're not like staring at a movie the entire time.
Yes, you're just dipping your toe in. If it goes well, you can graduate to like a dinner. But this is a good way. Like if you're not vibing, then you can kind of get out of it pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean,
you can end it soon and then be on your way.
Yeah. So do you have any stories? 502-795-1997. Haley texted and says, "Yeah, it sounds like that guy dodged a bullet." Yeah, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, he did. 1,000%.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
So we just played for you this audio of this woman who's kind of going viral because she is blasting her first date on the first date in front of him that she went to a coffee place instead of out for drinks. And so
at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and so she's kind of dressed to go out for drinks. He's taking her to coffee. Comedy of errors there.
Oh, yeah. She starts,
but
like,
she's mad.
Spouting off.
She's mad.
I could get any man to take me out to dinner. I deserve dinner.
Yeah. So, worst place someone has taken you on a first date? A response, a concert. Took a girl I met online to see Mac Miller many years ago. It was awful for perhaps 50 reasons.
Oh, 50? Only 50?
Okay. One, we were all sweaty. We were both into the punk scene. I found out she wore a wig. She ended the night saying we should hang out again, but only as friends. We didn't speak for 8 months. Then she asked me for help getting her brother a Pokemon game for Christmas.
OMG.
We never spoke after that.
Okay. Probably best. Didn't sound like they were a match.
Oh my gosh. Another response. Your own birthday party.
Your own birthday party?
My cousin brought a girl to his birthday as a first date.
No.
When he was in college, she was overwhelmed and bored.
Oh.
That, like, hey, why don't you come see everybody celebrate me?
Wow. That is, you know what? That reminds me of a situation I was kind of in. So my girlfriend years ago, for it was like a big milestone birthday.
Sure.
She got my boyfriend at the time, who had only started dating, she got him to try to, I guess, help plan the surprise party. My parents came in town. So he literally like met all of my friends and my parents at this party. And we literally only been like a couple of, you know, couple of weeks in.
Oh,
like this
wow.
is just too much. And we didn't date.
I was going to say, that's a waterfall
that
of stuff.
That was much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another response in the worst place to someone has taken you on a first date, to Costco for the free samples as our dinner.
Oh, listen, the free samples are amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say,
not the best choice for a first date.
But I will say that their pizza goes under the radar.
Oh, 1,000% if you're going to go ahead and spring for the full pizza. But
yeah.
If you're just walking around to the little sample stand.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Not a lot to fill you up.
Look, the hot dog and drink for $1.50, you can't beat.
Sure, absolutely.
And look, Costco isn't paying us to say anything about them. But
nope.
but I'm just saying that the pizza flies under the radar. The churros fly under the radar.
Oh,
the hot dogs and drinks. Yes, absolutely. So
what we're saying is you could assemble
you
a
could.
Nice meal. But
you,
maybe.
You could. But again.
Not on a first
and
date.
Then you know, you sit there and you people watch and you talk about the people there on the little benches that they have. See, we could plan a Costco date. We just have to be upfront about it.
I don't know if I'm putting a stamp of approval on a Costco
you
first
don't think
date.
That?
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I think that's after you're in an established relationship, and that's when we're going to Costco together. That is reserved for established relationships.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the responses there. We'll tweet out the TikTok. Because
started it all. Oh, she's special.
Yeah, she's special. It is long and there are swears. So just kind of keep that in mind too. At Ben and Kelly Show.